May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please take a seat. Okay, I'm going to do a straw poll to begin with. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Do you like surprises? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Oh, I think there's more thumbs up than there are down. I think people quite like surprises, although I do see a few who don't. Has anyone ever had a really good surprise? A really, really good one? Have you had a good one? Do you want to share what it is? Does anyone want to share what their good surprise was? You do. Sarah would like to.
My youngest son and wife turned up as a surprise on my 60th birthday from Seattle in America.
Oh, her youngest son came over from Seattle as a surprise for her 60th birthday. That is a good surprise. And I expect it made you feel really good, didn't it? Yeah. So Easter morning was full of surprises. And the surprises were pretty good surprises. I imagine they probably made some of Jesus' disciples feel pretty good. Maybe a bit confused. But let's see. So Jesus had been killed. So I'd imagine actually on Sunday, on the Easter Sunday, the first thing that Jesus' disciples would have been feeling would not have been a good feeling, the first feeling that they had, because the only thing they would have been able to think about was the fact that Jesus was dead. Because he died on the Friday, and the Saturday was a Jewish Sabbath when no one did any work. And so it was actually early on the Sunday that Mary set off for the tomb. Perhaps it was to anoint Jesus' body with spices, as was the custom in the time. But when she arrived at the tomb, there were a few surprises which showed the disciples that something amazing had actually happened. Now, I've hidden five surprises around this church. They're towards the back. And what I would like now is for any children who are here to go and have a look for the surprises. See if you can find them. And if you can, bring them up. If you can't, don't worry. Come up anyway. And come and sit on these mats over here, because I've got some things to show you. So, five surprises and sit on the mats for some more surprises. They're hidden inside eggs and inside chicks. So we should have two eggs and three chicks. Let's see if we can find all of the surprises. Have we got one? Oh, we have a surprise. Fantastic. Can you bring it up here? Thank you so much. Could you sit down here with it? Actually, hold on to it for now. We found one surprise. Okay, one down, four to go. There should be some on the table at the back. We've got another one. Two down, three to go. Come and sit down here with it. Thank you. Oh, another one. Three down, two to go. Excellent. Could you sit down here with it? And one more. Brilliant. Sit down. Oh, we've just got one more to go. Oh, it's an egg. It's a big, shiny egg, the last one. So we've got three chicks. We've got the egg. We've got another egg. Come and sit down. And if you can't find them, don't worry, just come and sit down on the mat. That's it, we found the fifth one, I see it at the back. Well done, all five. We have the five surprises. Okay, could you take out the surprises from your eggs and your chicks? Okay. Can you unfold them and see what they say? Oh, excellent. Can we put them in order? So could you stand up with your surprise? Brilliant. Can you take it out? We're going to try and put them in order now. What have you got in there? Okay, can we get them in order? Number one here. Number two here. Number three. Number four and number five. That's number three. Go in the middle. That's it. Brilliant. Okay, so we've got five surprises. Okay, number one. Who's got number one? What was the number one surprise that the disciples found? The stone. Oh, yeah, the stone. So the stone that would have been covering the entrance to the tomb where Jesus' body was laying, I'm going to swap you, has been rolled away. What a surprise. There was no stone in front of the tomb. The tomb was empty. And what was number two? The body. Dead bodies, well, they stay where they are, don't they, inside the grave. Was Jesus' body still there in the tomb? Was it still there? No. So that was surprise number two. The body was gone. Oh, so let's put that chick there. Can you hold that one now? Surprise number two, Jesus' body was completely gone. You can see these surprises now. I'll move this so you can see the surprises. Jesus' body was gone. That was a surprise. Mary thought somebody might have taken the body away, didn't she? She thought that somebody had taken the body away, but... Number three. What was number three, Harley? You've got that, haven't you? It says the angels. There were some angels, weren't there? So inside the tomb, Jesus' body wasn't there anymore. And instead of Jesus' body, there were angels. How many angels were there? Do you remember? Two. Yes, there's two angels. One at the head of where Jesus' head should have been and one where Jesus' feet should have been. And then surprise number four. It says the message. Thank you. Could you hold that? The message. There was an important message. Do you remember who gave this message to Mary? Mary, somebody spoke to Mary. It was Jesus, wasn't it? Jesus spoke to Mary. He gave her a really important message. She was going to go and tell his followers something. What was she going to tell them? She had to tell them a really important thing. She had to tell them that Jesus was alive. I think that's a pretty important message. And I think that was probably the biggest surprise so far. I'm sure we can't have a bigger surprise, can we, for the fifth one? Let's see what it is. What does that say? Oh, the burial clothes. So you've got the burial clothes. Can you hold that picture? That's great. So the burial clothes were the fifth surprise. Dead bodies, well, they don't take off the clothes that they're buried in, do they? If someone's dead, they can't take off their clothes. Were there any clothes left behind in the tomb after Jesus had risen from the dead? Were there any clothes left behind? Do you remember? What was left behind? The cloth, that's right. Yes, there was the cloth that Jesus' body was wrapped in. Yeah, not clothes like we would wear, but the cloth that Jesus was wrapped in. That's exactly right. Peter found the strips of cloth in the tomb, and he saw that it was a clue that something amazing had happened. They could see Jesus wasn't dead. He was alive. That was a surprise. It was an amazing surprise for Jesus' disciples, and it's amazing news for us. Jesus keeps his promises. He said it would happen, and it did. Jesus is powerful, and one day all of his followers will have new resurrection life, just as Jesus did. The Bible promises us this, and death is not the end of Jesus' story, and it's not the end of our story. Jesus died so that we could be forgiven, and this means that we can have new life in Christ, both now and in the future. And so that's what we're here to celebrate today on Easter Sunday, the day that Jesus rose from the dead, the good news that Jesus has risen. Jesus is alive. Amen.